Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And here we are, what Walt Whitman called America's Choosing Day, and Americans are making a choice in droves, lines around the block at polling places. Here's what some voters said as they cast ballots in Cleveland and Philadelphia.
It seems like there's been a few races where I'm not voting for someone, I'm voting against someone, and I really felt like I didn't have someone I could really be behind and be for.
I kind of wish I could have voted for President Obama, but, I mean, I was too young. I'm happy I'm able to contribute to history because it's going to be our first woman president, so it's exciting.
Definitely glad that it's over. I mean, just the hype about it, and I thought it was a complete joke this time around.
Yeah, it's a real tough one this year, you know, but I think I made the right decision. I stayed up late last night, again, watching Trump on his final hours, and it was very impressive, you know.
Well, to start, that was Adrian Halcom in Cleveland, Tiffany Brown in Philadelphia, and Damaris Torres and Linda Strongman in Cleveland. Jeremy, the National Voter Helpline Election Protection is reporting just a few problems. Voting machine glitches causing long lines in three precincts in Virginia. A handful of precincts in Durham County, North Carolina. Election monitors had to bring out the paper roll books because there were problems with the computer check-in system. And in Utah, election officials say all of Washington County started the day voting with paper ballots after a computer problem there.
Although it looks like everything went fine for the candidates when they voted today in New York, Hillary Clinton in Chappaqua.
I know how much responsibility goes with this, and so many people are counting on the outcome of this election, what it means for our country, and I'll do the very best I can if I'm fortunate enough to win today.
Donald Trump phoned into Fox News before he cast his ballot in New York City.
I do think a lot of the polls are purposely wrong. I think I can almost tell you by the people that do it. The media is very dishonest, extremely dishonest, and I think a lot of the polls are phony.
NPR's Scott Detrow is in New York, where both candidates will be watching results come in tonight. Hi, Scott.
Happy Election Day.
It's finally here. Well, we're seeing some very big lines at polling places in the swing states. We talked about New Hampshire, but also in places like California. What are we seeing in terms of turnout today?
Well, I think, I mean, you always get the big picture numbers at the end of the day, but certainly anecdotally, certainly stories people are sharing online. It's a lot of lines in a lot of places. I mean, this looks like, for all of the talk that we've heard all year, and you heard with some of those voters that were in the clip a moment ago, for all the negative feelings about this race, it does seem so far, in terms of what we're seeing this morning and also early voting totals, to be bringing people to the polls to participate in it.
And are you seeing a connection between early voting and the long lines, depending on where it has been restricted or where it's been more available?
You know, I think that was certainly a story, specifically in North Carolina. That's a state that saw a lot of restrictions on early voting sites, how many there were per county. That was a big political battle and a big court battle. And a lot of frustration from Democrats, feeling like even though Democrats did have overall solid numbers in North Carolina in the early vote, they felt like African-American communities especially were hurt by a lack of sites. And that's one reason why African-American voting figures were down. So I think the thing to watch is today what sort of numbers come in when there are many more polling sites open across the state.
Well, staying with the idea of early voting, let's take a look at Florida. We know a record 6.5 million people in Florida voted early, 39.8% votes cast by Democrats, 38.4% by Republicans. So very tight there. The Democrats lead by 89,000 or so votes and a 1.4% margin. But in 2012, they led by almost three times the percentage in the early voting. So again, I'm assuming people are going to be looking at the turnout today. And just remind us, you know, we always say, oh, you have to win Ohio or you have to win Florida. Does a candidate have to win Florida this year to win this election?
You know, it depends on the candidate. Donald Trump, I think it's safe to say, absolutely needs to win Florida to become president. It's near impossible without him winning Florida for that to happen. Hillary Clinton certainly wants to win Florida. She's worked very hard to win Florida. If she does, that puts her in an excellent position to win the White House. She could conceivably win the White House without Florida and even without Ohio this year, which would certainly be remarkable given the states that we typically focus on. But the early vote in Florida has been really fascinating to watch. Democrats do have that margin. Overall, the state has just seen a surge of early voting. More people have already voted in Florida before this morning than had in the entire 2000 election, which is really astounding to think about. And the thing to remember with those partisan margins there is that there's a huge chunk, millions of Florida voters who are unaffiliated with either party right now. So that's the big wild card. Hmm.
There are these new tools this year, like VoteCaster. We've been talking about them on the show, that can give you kind of real-time look at what's going on. I'm kind of skeptical of them, I have to say, Scott, because there's no history. We don't know. And frankly, I took a look at it today. I don't know what I'm looking at, how many votes it should be or how many it shouldn't be. But what about that? What would you advise people as they see kind of numbers coming out throughout the day?
You know, I'm obsessed with the data when it comes to figuring out what's going on in this election. I've been staring at the early voting figures from all these key states for weeks, but I think I'm with you on that. I would view these sites that are putting information out there today with a massive grain of salt. I think it can be interesting to see who's turning out where. But I think, you know, like we said at the beginning, you don't know who's voted till the end of the day. So a snapshot at 10 o'clock is much different than a snapshot at 4 o'clock. And there's a lot of uncertainty there. So certainly, look at it if you want to. Certainly don't take any clear takeaways from this information at this point in the day.
Yeah.
That's NPR's Scott Detrow, who will be covering the campaigns tonight, both of them in New York City. So easy to cover them both. Scott, we'll be watching. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
And we just have a reminder off that last note that at 10:30 a.m. in 2012, President Obama's team thought he was losing because of what the polling showed. So keep that in mind.